Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the ninth day of October 2012, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours. And I'm sitting here thinking of words to describe how precarious the world's position is right now and how to describe how dangerous things are. And then I'm thinking, well, A, I can't think of words to describe how serious and dire our straits are. But B, then I sound like a fearmonger if I come on air and say, oh, my gosh, they've tried this several times in the past. They've got proxy wars raging. But now they're saying the green light is beginning to come to life when it comes to attacking Iran. So I will just cover the news, and you can make your own decisions about what this signifies. Now, I'm excited we've got Lindsey Williams coming on. A lot of listeners have asked him on. Now, the problem is it doesn't really do him justice. When 2 years ago on this show, because I remember him doing it, he said, you watch the Middle East, is even before the Arab Spring started, he said, you watch the Middle East is next. It's going to be revolution. It's engineered. But while all that's happening, watch China. Because China's the real target. And he said that actually a little more than 2 years ago. The Pacific Fleet hadn't been doubled in size 2 years ago. In fact, it happened last year. We've seen the Chinese president come out and say, prepare for war with the United States. In fact, guys, will you print me that? Chinese president says, prepare for war. Chinese general says, prepare for war. Chinese admiral says, prepare for war. They're all saying war, war, war. I mean, we've never heard such rhetoric in 50 years of CHICOMs, only been in 60 plus since 1949, when our own CIA is now declassified, they helped put Mao Zedong in, who the Chinese say killed 86 million. Our CIA says he killed 64, 65 million, whatever. I mean, the biggest mass murderer in history. And they've got restaurants named after him in London and Denver, Colorado, and they've got some club in Austin with Mao all over it. I mean, it's just very offensive. So we're going to be breaking all of that down with Lindsey in the second hour, and I'm going to really get him just to cut to the chase because he's you think I'm long-winded? I mean, he is in the dictionary next to the image long-winded. There's a picture of him. He's got real sources. I know who both of them are. One of them's been dead for over a year and a half. He's got one source left, and it doesn't mean his sources know everything, but they're Bilderberg Group level, and he's been right. Generally, about oil prices would go to 150, then they'd fall to 40. Everybody laughed at him in both counts. It happened. So his sources are real. I know who they are. Well, you know who one of them is now, as he died of cancer a year and a half ago. And we're going to get an update from Lindsey Williams here. And hopefully just get it all out in the first 30 minutes and then take 30 minutes of calls. I'm not sure if he's going to be here today. He lives in California, but he also is from Texas and has family here. Well, he has a place on the coast. Ron Hubbard, I think he's landing today. And I said, well, if you can come by, I want to meet with you after the show about buying one of your shelters, mainly for tornadoes, but they're bomb shelters. I mean, that's how concerned I am about things. And so I don't know if he's going to be in here the last 30 minutes, but I talked to him last week. He said he was coming to town. We'll see if he shows up just because I never really double checked on that. So we'll see if that comes up towards the end of the third hour today. Inside bomb shelter maker, the biggest in the country. And he says government people and bureaucrats and rich people are buying these like hotcakes. And the question is, is that another indicator of what's going on? Big news straight ahead. We'll officially launch the show after this quick break. Infowars.com, and we're streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Broadcasting worldwide, I am your host, Alex Jones. I am an American and a Texan, if you're a new listener, who loves freedom, who loves liberty, and who wants to see the United States of America go back to being a constitutional republic and not a global imperial power slave of foreign megacorporations that use our name, our military, our ingenuity, our inventiveness, our boldness, our treasure to establish their world government. The globalists are dismantling the United States and consolidating and looting and robbing us while they use us to establish their private global corporate world government that has now been openly announced. Now, this is a incredibly important broadcast. Every day is, but it just gets more intense, more serious by the day. Here's the headline out of foreignpolicy.com. That's a Washington Post publication, basically of the CFR affiliation. A truly credible military threat to Iran. And it goes on to say the Israelis and Americans are zoning in on a strike option that has a real chance of deterring the mullahs and defusing Mitt Romney's attacks. 2 weeks after we published, or a week and a half after we published, the new issue of InfoWars magazine with the headline, October Surprise War, with a question mark. Last week, ABC News came out and said their White House sources are saying that they could launch an attack to win the election. And now Obama is meeting again with Benjamin Netanyahu. So that's out of foreignpolicy.com. Here's Haaretz or Haaretz.com, big Israeli newspaper. U.S. Israel considering joint surgical strike on Iran's nuclear facilities. And hey, it's not a war. If you just bomb them, it's not a war. I mean, if you blow up Libya and kill tens of thousands and bring al-Qaeda in, it's not a war if your president's a Peace Prize winner. If you attack Syria for 9 months, ship in tens of thousands of al-Qaeda, blow up the churches, blow up the mosque, kill the Alawite Muslims, kill the Shiite Muslims, and have Turkey for now 7 days shelling hundreds of square miles of Syria, it's not a war. So we're going to be going over all that. I mean, this is really moving quickly. We're going to be breaking all of that down. But here it is. I mean, you got ABC News. You've got the Washington Post. You've got Haaretz. You've got the Daily Mail. Hundreds of publications, hundreds, are saying that they're zoning in. And oh, it's only a surgical strike. It's no big deal. We're just going to attack Iran. And separately, you've got the Secretary of Defense, Panetta, saying this may be a wider regional war. You've got the former SecDef, Gates, saying it will be a, quote, catastrophe. But everything's fine. Nothing to worry about as Europe melts down, as the dollar's devalued, and as all over the country, regular Army and Marines, from Texas to California to South Carolina to Florida, they're just regular Army running checkpoints. No, it's no big deal. Oh, there's the Army. Oh, they just got a checkpoint. They're just going to search you. Oh, TSA in all 50 states. Yeah. And Paul Watson had an article. In fact, I've got to read it today. It doesn't matter if I have two guests coming on. Will you guys reprint me Paul Watson's article yesterday that I mentioned? But it has just over 10 examples of Congress people and others saying the TSA punished them by grabbing their genitals. And now they say, take the body scanner, we're going to crush your genitals. And then they tell you it's punishment, or they don't let you fly and say it's punishment, or they rob you and then admit it's punishment on video. And this is all confirmed. So either go in the microwave oven or we're going to torture you. I mean, I've got to get to that today, too. IMF sees alarmingly high risk of deeper global slump, but I thought we left the recession 4 years ago, even though every private economist out there that I've talked to says we never left the recession. And if you have a recession for more than a year with no growth and continued slumps in the quarters, that's called a depression. If you add in over 20% unemployment, and we really got 22% for 4 years and growing. Not the, I mean, I guess Obama could say it was zero and, you know, have his Labor Department say that. I mean, he could promise he didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, like Bill Clinton did, or he could promise he wasn't going to sign the NDAA and, of course, sign it, or promise you're not going to hire a single lobbyist and hire more than George Bush and Bill Clinton combined, or, you know, lie about everything. Because people like to believe the lies, I guess. Let's break some of this down. This story is linked up at drudgereport.com on the right-hand side. It's an Infowars.com article, PrisonPlanet.com article. DHS to test spy drones for public safety applications. Well, they're already doing it. And then a few months ago, they had hundreds of newspapers and a concerted disinformation campaign, we covered it here, come out and say, we're insane, they're not going to use the drones for law enforcement, they're not going to arm them, and DHS is doing nothing with drones, as DHS uses predator drones to arrest U.S. citizens in places like North Dakota and Texas. Doesn't matter, they came out and said, I'm a liar, it doesn't exist. Okay, well, there you go. And I've talked to listeners who've been confronted by their family saying, hey, they said there's no drones. That guy's a liar. I read to you two different news articles yesterday out of Texas alone saying there are no side effects in vaccines. They do not cause side effects, period. Don't listen to wild rumors, close quote. And then I read from the CDC saying death epilepsy. I mean, you can get permanent epilepsy, not just seizures, epilepsy for the rest of your life. And the broken teeth and the pulled muscles and the brain damage and all that goes with it, all the wonderful things that go with it. You can just get it all. You can certainly get it all. And it said right there, it can cause you to go into a coma. And but again, we're wild conspiracy theorists.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Continue with the news and information. But there is an engineered world financial collapse being carried out against this planet. And the globalists have bragged in the Financial Times of London, BBC, Associated Press, Reuters, you name it. They brag everywhere about what they've done. And we are sitting here watching our society being dismantled in front of our very eyes. And so when we come back, I'm going to get into the move towards selling the public on an attack on Iran the minute Syria falls to Al-Qaeda. And that is who the main force leading it, and around half the soldiers are Al-Qaeda. With NATO and Turkey, that means our government behind it, attacking them. And it's incredibly immoral, and you've got Obama and Mitt Romney fighting and debating with each other on who is the greatest warmonger just talking about how horrible the leadership of Syria is, who didn't attack anybody and who'd been trying to work with the West. Just like Libya had come in out of the cold 7 years ago, invested the country's money with the West, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others, and then was set up. Rebels were brought in out of Saudi Arabia and Egypt, Al-Qaeda, who were just totally destroying the country. We're going to be getting into that today. Also, the big economic news, IMF sees alarmingly high risk of deeper global slump, and we're going to get into the Greeks protesting against Merkel and others. And that takeover that is taking place. And we have Lindsey Williams joining us as well. giving us a breakdown of what his sources say is coming next in this chapter, because we'll be breaking it down straight ahead.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You think I'm all the man, and put him in control. Watch him become a god.
Watch people's heads a roll.
Watch people's heads a roll.
But imagine once we have the world government in total control via computers, paramilitary forces, drones, and robots over every area of the world. Imagine how hellish it's going to be. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I am Alex Jones, your host. And we are going to be opening the phones up coming up in the next segment. Let me just give you some of the headlines that we have here. CNN, your behavior will be controlled by a brain chip. Smartphone will be implanted within 75 years. And they always say it's going to be 75 years, when really it's going to be 15, 20 years if you read what the Pentagon's saying. Because if they come out with the latest update, well, people are going to have it. And already it's attachments on your glasses, attachments inside your ear. And the transhumanists, who are really eugenicists, they say that that's how they're going to force you to accept all this. Paul Joseph Watson writes about this at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. 13,000 people exposed to big pharma shots contaminated with rare fungal meningitis. And what's the media's answer? Take vaccines, of course. So we're going to be breaking down those reports. I've got this out of the Chicago Sun-Times. Cook County mulling violence tax on guns and ammunition, because the guns and ammunition made Chicago the murder capital of the world. A culture of welfare and big government and gangsterism is what did this to the great city of Chicago, where they've got near total gun restrictions. But in the county outside, well, Illinois's got restrictive gun laws, victim disarmament laws, but you can still get ammo and guns. So they want taxes on firearms, and they want taxes on, 10 cents per bullet, and even proposed charging 50 cents per bullet. So that's what's going on there. And with a big bill also on each firearm. As if legal citizens, criminals buy them on the street, they rob them out of your house. Anybody who knows that knows criminals don't follow gun laws. That's why New York, Chicago, L.A., places with draconian anti-gun laws, have the highest crime rates in the country. Sure, even in a bad economy, in areas where you have the Second Amendment, you may have your car get broken into, you may get stuff stolen out of your garage, but they don't do the breaking and entering, the home invasions. I mean, the statistics are off the chart in areas where you have disarmed victims. So we have that report there. And then, of course, we reported on this Sunday, and then on the Monday show. People thought we were joking Sunday when I just mentioned this, and then I saw comments and things on InfoWars going, wow, I thought you were joking on the radio, and went to the site and saw that this is in WWJ-TV, it's in the Associated Press, Fox News. Enter at your own risk. Police union says warlike Detroit is unsafe for visitors, and they're posting signs up. And, of course, what do they want? They want higher pay, so they're It's a form of holding people hostage, saying, give us more pay, or we're going to put signs up saying, enter at your own risk. And they are getting shot. They are getting killed. I mean, it's what government and globalism and NAFTA and GATT and the unions selling out does. Now the unions just want to legalize illegal aliens and, give their money to ban the Second Amendment. So, the unions are basically shot. They sold you out to NAFTA and GATT. So I don't blame the police for being upset. I mean, take Oakland. They announced 2 years ago 35 crimes they won't respond to, including home invasions, you name it. But they're going to be there still revenue generating. And hundreds and hundreds of sheriff's departments, police departments have announced some of them 60, 80% cuts, many of them 50% cuts in the number of officers. But don't worry, there's more federal officers. I see federal police vehicles, big black armored vehicles, police cars, you name it, just driving around everywhere. It's totally illegal, but so's having troops on the streets. Violates posse comitatus and other laws, but so what? So enter Detroit at your own risk. Police tell Tiger fans. Also, Monsanto found guilty of chemical poisoning in landmark case. I'm very upset, and I'm trying to maintain my cool here today. I got so upset earlier, I literally had to go off air, which doesn't happen quite often. That's why you heard music for a few minutes, because I've tried to tell myself I'm not going to start screaming today. Not going to start screaming, but World War III gets me pretty upset. We're going to break that down and give the number out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
So guys, everywhere you look, there is a new testosterone product. Because boosting free testosterone will improve your sexual desire and even enhance muscle mass when you exercise. But the little known secret is boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time will take your experience to a whole new level. In fact, your body also needs nitric oxide to improve blood flow and maximize libido and performance. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost. With ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels while at the same time boosting nitric oxide in your body when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades. We're renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and I want to ask you, the listeners, you see the economic meltdown worldwide. We see governments moving forward with scientific systems of authoritarian control. We now have headlines that Obama may preempt Romney in the Washington Post and ABC News by attacking Iran. So they're admitting it's about politics now, just hiding it in plain view. Kind of like I can play Fox News pieces, BBC pieces, ABC News pieces. I've played them here on air where they show U.S. troops guarding and helping grow opium in Afghanistan that is then shipped into the United States. I mean, they hide in plain view that Pat Tillman was murdered for speaking out about it. They hide it in plain view that our troops are forced to grow drugs that are then shipped into our country, and then the police want to search your car for drugs, criminal elements of the government publicly shipped in. And now it's hidden in plain view that they're putting Al-Qaeda into Libya, They took it over a year and a half ago. Now they're taking over Syria. And they're spinning it that NATO may have to attack Syria now because a few mortars a day are getting shot over the border. And then they lied last week and said that Syria had said they were doing it. Syria's like, it's a false flag. Why on earth would we attack the biggest military in the Middle East? Turkey has the biggest conventional military, bigger than Israel's. Very high tech, huge part of NATO. I mean, F-16s, F-18s, high-powered weapons. The list just goes on and on. Huge conventional military lined up with tanks, F-16s, all of it moved to the border. And then somebody keeps shooting mortars over, and the foreign press is reporting that they found an unexploded one and that it's a NATO mortar. Well, I mean, yeah, they're bringing al-Qaeda in out of Turkey, and the Russians are there and have been able to hold back al-Qaeda from taking over Damascus, but they're in street fighting. They're now 9 months into this. They finally don't call them peaceful protesters on the news. And again, I'm not for the Syrian government, but they're angels compared to al-Qaeda. I mean, look at these headlines. A truly credible military threat to Iran. The Israelis and the Americans are zeroing in on a strike option that has a real chance of deterring the mullahs and defusing Mitt Romney's attacks. And it goes on to say, in Mitt Romney's Hope is Not a Strategy speech at the Virginia Military Institute, the Republican challenger zeroed in on the current unrest in the Middle East as a sign that President Barack Obama's foreign policy is not working. The most biting implication in his speech is the assertion that al-Qaeda is resurgent. In other words, that killing Osama bin Laden, emotionally satisfying as it was not the game changer that the region that Obama administration was implying it was. I mean, that whole narrative by both sides is like a Dr. Seuss book or something. I mean, it's a fable. I hear it on the news like, well, al-Qaeda's getting strong again. We better take your rights away. I'm like, the government brought al-Qaeda in. The government gave them the missiles. The government is training them and arming them and funding them. I mean, it's admitted in the news, but they just report it dryly in the back of the paper. And then separately, I hear on neocon radio, my gosh, he's not fighting al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda killed the ambassador. And in Benghazi, and Obama's soft on al-Qaeda. Soft on al-Qaeda. The neocons and the CFR have been supporting the policy of bedlam and chaos in the Middle East and a civil war between the Sunni majority, 80%, and the Shiite, 19%, and 1%, Alawite and others. Iran is Shiite. Saudi Arabia, the globalist ally, is Sunni. And the subsect of al-Qaeda, Wahhabist. And that's... They're basically all Sunnis and Wahhabis that are there attacking Syria. Okay? It's Sunnis. And if you go online, you'll notice Sunni groups threatening me and saying bad things about me. I'm not a Shiite. I'm not a Sunni. I'm a Christian. I come from Baptist. I don't want to see your countries leveled and destroyed. I don't want to have World War III. But, I mean, this is crazy. Our governments are publicly funding al-Qaeda while telling us separately that Obama isn't tough on al-Qaeda. So this article goes on. This is what so-called intellectuals that subscribe to the Washington Post foreign policy think they're real smart when they read it. I mean, this is just amazing that this type of stuff goes on. And you've got it in Haaretz. You've got it in the Washington Post. You've got it in the Daily Mail. They're all reporting that, we've got to attack Syria and we've got to attack Iran because Obama's got to get tough on al-Qaeda. When Syria is fighting al-Qaeda and Iran is fighting al-Qaeda. I mean, again, this is, I know I marvel at this every day, but this is so over the top, ladies and gentlemen, that I don't even have words to describe it. It's like saying that the Oakland baseball team is the New York baseball team. It's like saying the Oakland Yankees when it's the New York Yankees. I mean, it's that stupid. They think the public is that dumb. And you know what? The public is that ignorant. Not so much dumb, but absolutely, totally, and completely ignorant. Ignorant beyond imagination. And they go on to say, if he hits Iran with Netanyahu, he'll win the election. And that's the message that neocons last year told Obama. They said, election's coming up next year, and you better hit Iran, we'll get behind you. And what's a neocon? That's the Trotskyites that got run out of Russia down to Mexico, and they came into the U.S., and Crystal's dad and the rest of them were hardcore communists, and they said, well, we weren't able to take over acting like communists, we'll just call ourselves conservatives. And then conservatives in the 70s and 80s said, you're neocons, when that term was coined in the late 70s, you're neocons, and we're not going to have anything to do with you. You're big government fake conservatives here to infiltrate conservative movements and take over. And Ronald Reagan spoke about that until he got told at the convention, you put George Herbert Walker Bush on your ticket or you're not getting in. But this is so crazy, even the James Baker, types, the Brent Scowcrofts, the former Secretary of Defense Gates are coming out saying we ought to use other means with Iran. If you strike them, it is going to absolutely turn the entire Middle East against us. What they want to do is just have civil wars over there and have the Shiites and Sunnis kill each other. But some of the Israeli lobby, the Likudniks and others, they want to get a hot war going just because they think it'll give them more political power. And it certainly will. Will it be good for Israel? No. But it'll be good for the political class over there that once they commit people to a big war, folks tend to line up and do what they're told. So that's where all this is going. And this is a big, 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 big earth-shaking events that are lining up right now. And you notice it's all happening as the world economy melts down. They're not, the globalists aren't going to take the blame for a total meltdown. They're going to stage a big war in the middle of the meltdown and to get everybody to accept all the austerity and the new taxes. After all, you know, the terrorists, they set a nuke off in a major city. After all, they released smallpox. After all, and then you notice before all this happens, before they stage these false flags, they've got the control grid all set up and in place. So that's why I'm so desperate to try to articulate this to people. I am so desperate to try to get people to realize how much danger we're in. I mean, look at these headlines. The Israelis and Americans are zeroing in on a strike option that has a real chance of deterring the mullahs and defusing Romney's attacks. U.S.-Israel considering joint surgical strike on Iran's nuclear facilities. And it's got all these Clinton officials and people saying that this is the way it's going. It goes on. They break down how the U.S. is going to back up the strikes. Ahmadinejad now concedes an attack could be coming. That's in Ynet News. Turkey deploys 25 F-16s to the Syrian border. They're now into day 7 of shelling the country. But it's not a war. Turkish president says worst case unfolding in Syria and calls for NATO to protect them. Oh, NATO that they're part of, protect us from the Syrians that can barely hold Damascus from Al-Qaeda forces with MI6, CIA, and others backing them. I mean, there are U.S. personnel in Syria on record blowing up buildings, blowing up their military bases, blowing up their police stations with Al-Qaeda, and letting Al-Qaeda go and burn churches and blow them up and throw Christians off roofs and make families, you know, tell a father we're going to kill your family if you don't go car bomb for us. I mean, this is so incredibly immoral. And it can only be carried out because when you even read Establishment, Washington Post, or other publications, it's written at a third grade level. So-called intelligentsia sits down and thinks they're reading this and getting what's really going on. Where they say Obama can attack Iran and show that he's tough on Al-Qaeda. It actually says this today in newspapers across the country. That's the talking point. And the average American will say, good, Al-Qaeda, Well, they just had a federal judge rule that Iran did 9/11. A federal judge in New York says so. Or is it New Jersey? I mean, this is getting absolutely ridiculous. I'm going to log in here to my phone system. I think that's probably important to do so I can get the calls. And I'm going to give out the number in this segment and the next, take a few calls on this issue. I mean, are you concerned about this, or are you looking forward to what they admit could turn into a, well, it's already a regional war and could turn into a new world war? Do you like the fleet numbers doubling around China and China saying prepare for war with the U.S.? Do you think a proxy war with the Russians going on in Syria is no big deal? With the backdrop of the IMF saying alarmingly high risk of deeper global slump. But, I mean, I thought we were in a wonderful boom economy the last 4 years. 4 years ago, the recession ended. Here's the headline. Think tank, path to Iran nuke warhead 2 to 4 months. You know, AP, they've got to hit them. After drone, Israel deploys missile defense unit on the Lebanese border. Get ready for that proxy war. Rasmussen, NATO will defend Turkey from Syria if necessary. The head of NATO, Anders Rasmussen, says military alliance has plans in place to defend Syria or to defend Ankara after Syria gunfire and shelling spills into Turkish territory. Turkish army shuffles units, bolsters presence along border. Well, thank goodness. Man, I tell you, because there's an attack on Turkey right now. A few mortars came over. Well, we've got to get in there and carpet bomb like they did Libya for peace. Yes, yes, because Al-Qaeda. Obama's got to get tough and bomb Iran and Syria because Al-Qaeda is there that NATO is arming and commanding. I mean, it's just so over the top that I feel like I'm in a dream now. Man, I tell you, this is crazy. Misfire, NATO mortar, gift from Turkey to Syrian rebels, newspapers reporting. Can link through to that at Infowars.com. NATO designed mortar used in attack blamed on Syria. Yeah, false flag. And we've got the people that basically run the Pentagon on C-SPAN saying, let's just stage something to get the war going 2 weeks ago. And then it came out that Bush and Blair had a plan to get U.S. aircraft shot down, painted up like U.N., make sure the pilots died and say it was a U.N. aircraft. The U.N. was going to play along. Cheney wanted to attack our ships with boats painted up like Iranian patrol boats. That came out in New Yorker magazine. Obama's continuing it as his October surprise. There is a very good chance, according to ABC News, after we said it, of course. The point is, this is in the cards. And if we don't talk about it, they're going to go ahead and do it. We have a chance of stopping it. Then if we do stop it, as we've done two other times, our millions of listeners, by informing people, then, oh, there was never going to be an attack on Iran. And Alex said there was a war in Libya and Syria. Well, those aren't wars. Those are peace prize actions. See, it's all semantical games. Alex, where's the global meltdown financially you talked about? The world's doing great. The news said so. See how these mind games are played? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. And you'll get a chance to talk to Lindsey Williams, who's coming up, and I'll take calls in the next two segments ahead of him joining us. This is the type of stuff going on. And then you integrate it in with the world news of financial meltdown run by the people that stand to gain from it, who engineered it, posing as saviors. We've got all that going on. We've got all sorts of bizarre deaths going on in Greece of whistleblowers that exposed the banking takeover there. You've got the Greeks dressing up like Hitler, pointing out that the Germans invaded during World War II and took over Greece, and saying Merkel, who's calling for them to work 7 days a week and pay even more money to bail out banks. She's been calling them lazy along with Legrand. And so they're protesting her, and the police are on record breaking people's arms, torturing them, and beating them. Same thing in Madrid. You go out and protest in Madrid, the fact that you got 50% unemployment in that city, that's on the news. They just come out and beat you half to death. In fact, some people have been killed. Greek anti-fascist protesters tortured by police after Golden Dawn clash. 15 people arrested in Athens, says they were subjected to what their lawyer describes as Abu Ghraib-style humiliation. Yeah, that happened to our crew. when they got arrested at the G20 in Pittsburgh 3 years ago or 2 years ago. Rob Dew won a lawsuit over that. I'm not going to say on air again what they did to some of the people that Dew witnessed. They didn't do it to him, but it was, well, I'm just not going to get to it on air. The point is that this is the new culture. People think evil's cool, death is cool, murder is cool. Quick announcement here. We are going to engage in the fifth annual Money Bomb because we're not funded by taxpayer money like MSNBC and NPR and others. Oh, yeah, even MSNBC gets it. We're funded by sponsors and others. But having these Money Bombs that sometimes raise $400,000, $500,000 allows me to hire some more crew, buy the equipment, and finish some studios and get the satellite uplinks. And I wasn't going to do a money bomb because overall we could probably still fund things, even though we're going into a depression, thanks to people buying the books, the videos, the products. But detractors don't like it and tell us we better not have a money bomb, that it's evil to be in free association and ask for support. So because of that, we will be having a 48-hour live transmission the 18th and 19th of October, and we're going for our biggest money bomb ever to just push it into high gear, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com to see all the details, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Stay with us. We're going to have a money bomb because our enemies don't like it.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Yeah! the people fearing the bureaucrats. When the people fear government, there is tyranny. When government fears the people, there is liberty. Of course, that's a terrorist, Thomas Jefferson. FEMA does teach Thomas Jefferson was a terrorist and is bad. And is the enemy of what America has now become, a nation of control freak bureaucrats in their bureaucrat speech taking over our society. Now, again, it is being reported that an armada of aircraft and drones is being readied for an attack on Iran, and that is Obama's October surprise to deal a death blow to al-Qaeda. And again, Iran is Shiite, the opposite of al-Qaeda, but it doesn't matter because the system knows it's playing to the average American who literally has no idea what planet they're even living on. So pretty darn amazing. Let's go to your phone calls on all of these issues I've been discussing. Let's talk to Michael in Texas. Michael, you're watching us at prisonplanet.tv, the video. What is your take on all this? Should I be concerned about the fact that the former SecDef says it'll be a catastrophe if they attack, and more and more they're green lighting it, and they have proxy wars going in Syria and Libya, or are those not wars? Am I wrong to call that a war with Turkey attacking and NATO shipping al-Qaeda in? Maybe it's not a war. Maybe war is peace. Maybe it is peace. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I am the evil one.
No, it's absolutely a war. And I appreciate you taking my call. First time caller. You know, I'm a dad, a husband, and I'm absolutely infuriated. It's absolutely insane what they're doing, and it upsets me. You know, I have a little girl. She's five, and I look at her, and it just sometimes brings me to tears that if they continue that the path they're on, she's not going to have a future.
Well, that's right. And instead, the military-industrial complex that terrorists like President Eisenhower, because you disagree with big government, you're a terrorist now, the Army's own manual will say, if you don't even like mainstream ideologies, that means what they're pumping at you, you are a terrorist. So Eisenhower said, watch out, the bureaucracies and corporate bureaucracies of the military-industrial complex have already taken over. Now, his full speech, he says, a technocratic elite is in control of this. And we're going to lose our freedoms because they'd come to him wanting to stage terror attacks. It's been declassified and set up martial law then. They'd offered him basically dictatorship. That's why he's looking paranoid during that TV address. And then somebody drops something and it slams and he jumps in his chair because he understood he'd been offered a dictatorship and he was just wanting to get out of there. But here we are all those years later. They're finally getting what they want. It's just the presidents are puppets. The bureaucrats and the corporate interest are now the dictators collectively. And the average American doesn't even know there's giant wars going on. They don't even know the Chinese generals have said prepare for war and that ships are massing off the coast of China. They just think that we're evil to even know the name China. If you even know where China's at, that's some type of evil. Being informed is now evil. Do you understand that?
Oh, absolutely. No, I know. Absolutely. I was having a conversation with my friend yesterday, and he's somewhat awake, and I was just breaking all this knowledge down to him, and he was like, is it that bad, Michael? And I said, listen, but all you have to do is take 5 minutes out of your day, 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes, go into a search engine and type it in. It's right there. People have become so complacent. They're worried about some call arrested. They're worried about, oh, my God, that new TV show is coming out. That's so funny. And
yeah, meanwhile, al-Qaeda is being turned loose on innocent countries, and our government runs them.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.